Now this quickly, my day job sent me to work out of our Milan office for a few months. So I was like, what will I do? So I actually scheduled sleep on my calendar and spent the 8-hour time difference on conference calls with material suppliers, manufacturers, and potential customers. And we found, through this whole process, we found this great little manufacturer in Virginia. And if his body language is any indication, that's the owner of what it's like for a manufacturer to work directly with a designer. You kind of see what happens here. But GS Industries was fantastic. They actually built 3 prototypes for us by hand. So now we have prototypes that can show that 4 people can actually sleep securely and much more comfortably than a tent could ever provide. And they actually shipped them here to Texas for us. Now, funny things started to happen. Other people started to believe in what we were doing and actually offered us hangar space, donated hangar space to us. And then the Georgetown Airport Authority was bent over backwards to help us with anything we needed. So now we had a hangar space to work in and prototypes to demo with. So in 1 year, we've negotiated manufacturing agreements, been awarded 1 patent, filed our 2nd patent, talked to multiple people, demoed this to FEMA and its consultants to rave reviews, and then started talking to some other people who requested information, this little group called the United Nations. And on top of that, now we have a whole plethora of other individuals that have come up and started to talk to us from doing it for mining camps, mobile youth hostels, right down to the World Cup and the Olympics. So I guess kind of in closing on this whole thing here is hopefully and very soon we will not have to respond to these painful phone calls that we get after disasters where we don't really have anything to sell or give you yet. Hopefully very soon we will be there because we are destined, obsessed with making it real. Thank you.